Mrs. Erin of the Korean Cowboys. I thoroughly and rapidly request all your subscriptions to our Korean Cowboy podcast, YouTube, and other social media channels. Thank you. You are dismissed.
God, you sound like a goat, dude. Alrighty, everyone, welcome back to the Korean Cowboys podcast.
Yes, welcome back.
So we usually do a lot of free talking, but today is going to be like just straight up free talking.
Yeah.
We don't have any bulletin like points or anything made. So If we fumble on our words a little bit today, please bear with us.
We're just going to freestyle it today. So Erin, take it away. What are we doing today?
So if you guys remember, we on our Instagram story asked you guys to send us some unpopular opinions that you guys know of.
Yes, and I feel like we have to kind of clarify what an unpopular opinion is.
Right.
Because I think a lot of our listeners were like, unpopular opinion, what's that? So maybe we should talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, an unpopular opinion, the way we perceived it for this particular show is like a lot of people in society think one thing, right? Like, for example, pepperoni pizza is the best. But then you yourself are like, oh, but pepperoni pizza sucks. Like, that would be an unpopular opinion. Everyone will look at you and be like, oh, what? That person's weird because they think pepperoni on pizza is weird. So That's kind of like what an unpopular opinion is.
Yeah, so I would say an unpopular opinion is an opinion that contradicts or goes against the status quo.
Oh, look at you with the status quo.
Look at that. My explanation is so much easier to understand.
That's why they call you the, what do they call you? Nisignam? Is that what they call you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the smart guy.
The brain boy. You know
brain
what I mean?
Boy.
So we asked you guys to send us some unpopular opinions that you guys had through our Instagram story, like we said. Mm-hmm. And you guys sent us a lot. So today we actually picked out a few that we are going to be talking about and I guess debating about.
We picked the creme de la creme.
So let's get straight into them. We're going to have our phones out because we have the list of the unpopular opinions.
Yes.
Right here. So.
Yes, we have it. I got in landscape mode. Let's go. Okay.
So the first one that we got was, clothes on your dogs is not needed. They actually would prefer not to wear clothes. They have fur.
Don't you put clothes on Gotsun all the time?
I do sometimes. I think it's more like an aesthetic thing to make her look cute. But honestly, I don't think dogs need clothes. They have fur.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Way to restate the question. Yes, but I actually totally agree with this. I don't know. I feel like I've heard this ever since I was a kid. It's like you see a dog wearing like a tutu or like a suit or something weird. And I think this is a big thing all around the world, especially these days. People like to dress up their dogs in clothes.
Yeah.
If it's like Halloween or it's like a temporary thing, it's like, you know, like, it's okay. But a lot of the times I see like in the middle of summer, people will have their dogs wearing like these like costume outfit clothing things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, your dogs are, I mean, unless they're the hairless type, their fur is there to keep them warm or to keep them cool, depending on what kind of dog you have.
Yeah. And dogs regulate their heat by breathing.
Yeah, so it's not like your dog sweats. I even see people put like little booties on their dogs, like in the rain.
Oh, like shoes.
Like shoes. And dogs have pads for a reason. Like they're there so that they can feel where they're going and all that. Have you ever put like a plastic bag or like a shoe on a dog? Like they look really uncomfortable. Like they'll like lift one arm up and they'll be like...
Yeah. They forget how to walk.
Yeah, they forget how to walk because they can't feel anything.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on the money on that, like the person that sent this in. Dogs, I don't feel like should be always wearing clothes whenever they go out in the rain or in the snow or anything like that. Yeah. Unless there's very specific conditions, like they're the type that don't have any hair, then maybe, I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's a science to it, but
yeah,
I'm with you.
No, I definitely agree with this opinion. I think it's, like I said, like a very aesthetic thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cute to the human eye. Oh, it looks so cute. You know, like that's the extent of purpose of the clothes that the dogs are wearing. There's no other purpose. I mean, they regulate their heat by breathing through their mouths. They have fur that keeps them warm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree, dogs don't need clothes. But sometimes, if you put clothes on a dog, it can look cute. I do also
agree with
that.
Oh, it does look cute, but, you know, it's like, smile for Instagram, Poochie, your new Gucci hat. let's try to calm down the clothes with the dogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the next one is so good. I have been wanting to talk about this for so long. Okay, number two. No one one wants to see photos of your child constantly. People do not care. Okay.
So what is your opinion on this opinion?
Not that I don't think your child is cute or that your child is a great addition to the world. You know what I mean? Fine. You know, when your child first comes into the world or whatever and you're like excited, I get it. You know, I'm like, oh my God, you know, welcome back from maternity leave. It's so nice to see you. And they pull out their wallet and like literally a mile of photos falls out of their wallet, or they have like thousands of pictures on their phone and like, oh my God, look at his smile here. Oh my God, look at him doing this. Oh my God, look at him. Oh my God, so cute. Blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there for an hour and I'm like, I got that fake smile. I'm like, oh my gosh, so cute. And then by the end of it, my eyes are bloodshot and I'm like, oh my God, get me out of this. Listen, like I said, at the beginning, show me all the pictures of your kids. I love it. You know what? I'm willing to power through that. But every single time, good Lord, lady or gentleman, do not care.
So I feel like a lot of people do that to, I guess, you know, show off their child, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not parents yet. I mean, we wouldn't really understand that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I like to show off pictures of, like, let's say, Noah or Gutsun to other people. Mm-hmm. But I could see where people come from when they show pictures of their child. But if it gets excessive and you're kind of annoying the other person that you're showing the photo to, then it's like, you need to know a fine line of, okay, maybe I'll just show them, like, one or two photos.
You know, I'm cool with, like, you know, like I said, at the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, when that is like, you're still excited about this sort of thing. It's like, oh, you know, oh, that's great. Like, I'm so happy for you. Or like if something's like a big milestone or something, sure. But like literally it gets to where like I've had people, I meet up with them and they show me pictures of like the last 80 days of their life in like a montage. Like it's really unnecessary. And this person, I know where you're coming from because I have had this happen to me so many times where I'm forced to sit in like some seat looking at pictures of your child for like hours. It's excruciating.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've never been through like a situation like you where someone has shown me pictures of their child for hours on end, so I wouldn't know, but I could see how that could get tedious for the person looking at the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess maybe just show off your child in moderation, I guess. Yes,
everything in moderation is good. Like, you know, but sometimes too much is too much, okay?
Yeah. Yes. Here's another opinion that we got, another unpopular opinion.
Oh my God, I love this one.
People that only drink bottled water are pretentious.
While we have bottled water right here.
I'm not going to lie, I'm one of those people. I only drink bottled water. I mean, not that I only drink bottled water, but what is in my house personally is bottled water. I don't have like a water fountain or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because, honestly, I'm kind of lazy to order like a water filtration system and order a water fountain.
Oh, God. Tangent time. Here we go. Oh, my God. Okay, so Aaron, you know, we all heard he only drinks bottled water. Now, as you guys know, him and I used to live together. And we went through a lot of bottled water. I mean, we always recycle. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
Always recycle. But I was like, Aaron, wouldn't it be, like, more, you know, resourceful to just buy, like, you know, or, like, you can rent them, you know, water, Jungsugi, what is that, water?
Like, water.
Dispenser, yeah.
Yeah, water dispenser, yeah.
Pete didn't even coming through with the vocabulary, thank you. Yeah, water dispenser, and I was like, I think this would be really useful, because you can get hot water out of it, because we were boiling water like we were cavemen or something,
like
over fire, and it was ridiculous. But anyway, so I was like, we could get, like, a thing that dispenses boiling water or cold water, and he was like, I shall not drink such petty swamp water.
My ass. I didn't do that. So, I mean, for me personally, there's two reasons why. Number one, I don't want to have to call like a company and be like, hey, like I want to like, you know, subscribe to one of your water dispensers. Number two, a person has to come monthly to, I guess, like change the filters for you and stuff. I don't want to do that because who knows when I'm home and who knows when I'm not, you know?
Yeah, true.
So, you know, it's just like, I don't want to inconvenience other people and myself. So I just order bottled water. And also, I order the cheapest bottled water.
That's true.
Yeah, I order the cheapest bottled water. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people that's like, I can only drink Fiji water. I don't do that. And I also collect the bottle caps, actually.
Yeah, you do, actually.
And I take them to, like, the plastic recycling places.
Okay, so I came to Aaron's house after a long time, after I moved out, and I was like, I saw this big plastic bag filled with caps. And I was like, what do you do with all of these? But apparently you can recycle them. Like, I didn't, like, you know, a different way. I don't know.
Yeah, they have, like plastic recycling, I guess, stores, if you want to call them, where you go and you can get, like, points or whatever, and you can, I guess, have your plastic made into something that is useful for you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been on that trend for about a year now.
That's resourceful. I mean, yeah. I'm getting kind of like war flashbacks here a little bit, because like, you know, there was sometimes like he would bring a bell and he'd be like, Joel, Joel, boil my bottled water. I wish to bathe. And then he'd be like, don't forget the rose petals. I need my nutrients. I'm not kidding.
God.
It was crazy.
My ass.
Do you know how many 2-liter bottles of water go into a bathtub?
I can see why this person thinks that people that only drink bottled water are, I guess, pretentious. But like I said, I drink the cheapest bottled water that I can find online. I agree with you. If you're only drinking, like, I only drink $3 like bottles of water. It's like, dude, what? Water's the same. It's H2O, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're only drinking Fiji water, then I think that's a little pretentious, you know? If you're drinking which is probably like not even 50 cents.
Yeah, like, it's like super cheap.
Yeah.
85 degrees, no hotter. I'm telling you.
I mean, oh my God.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna love my impressions of Aaron. It's so funny.
So okay. Annoying.
All right, number 4. Oh my God, I love this one. Couples who sit next to each other at restaurants. are annoying. I think what they mean is, like, you'll go to a restaurant and you're a couple. Like, normally, if it's 2 people, you sit across from each other, right?
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
Then you get couples that sit next to each other.
And there's, like no one else on, like, this side of, like...
Yeah, like how we are right now. Not that we're a couple, guys. But, you know, like, and they'll be like, oh, baby, here's your steak. Like, you know, like, that's weird. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Aaron.
I mean...
I did not call him baby. Oops. Scandalous!
Oh, my God. No, I mean... I agree. I mean, I guess it's. I mean, it's not really annoying to me, but
I mean, it's not annoying. It's just weird. Like,
it's just weird. I mean,
it's like uncomfortable. Like, hey, baby, can you pass me the butter? And it's like all the way over here, and he's like, oh, of course, honey. Like, it's strange. You guys sitting across from each other. It's like so easy to get what you need, but it's weird. It's strange. Aaron, hold on, Aaron. Sorry about this. You know, it's strange. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Honestly, I don't really care.
I mean, it's not annoying, but I see it. I'm like, I guess it's more romantic.
I guess. I mean, I can see how it's more romantic, and I can also see how someone would be. Like, not annoyed, but like, that's weird. Why would they sit like that?
It's like, ew, you guys are drawing so much attention to each other or to yourselves by sitting side by side.
Just me personally, I don't really care.
I mean, I don't care either.
It's their choice. Like, you guys can sit however you guys can lay down on the chairs for all I care. Like, I don't care.
You guys can beat on the floor underneath the table. It don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, but it isn't not our opinion. Someone sent this.
Yeah. All right. Number 5. Mm-hmm. Money can buy happiness.
What do you think?
I honestly think money can buy you happiness.
Oh God, thank God you said that, because I think so too. I didn't want to be that guy.
Honestly, people that are filthy rich and they're like, I'm so unhappy with my life.
Mm-hmm.
BS. You got everything. You could buy, if you have the money to buy everything that you literally want in life,
mm-hmm.
Why would you be sad?
I agree. I think the one thing that might be kind of hard to say is like, oh, maybe someone will only date you or marry you or whatever because you have a lot of money, or people will treat you differently because you have a lot of money. I get that part, but I don't think like, first of all, if you want for nothing and you're not having a hard time, like you don't have to, for example, wait for the next paycheck to see what you can eat or how much you can afford to go eat out or, you know, stuff, rent, anything like that. It's kind of like, well, if you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, it certainly makes a life a lot easier.
Yeah.
So, you know what? If I was filthy, stinking rich, I might be willing to be alone, honestly.
Because honestly, like, if you're well off and you're rich, let's say, just mm-hmm. for the sake of this argument, I guess, $100 million you have in your bank account, right?
Mm-hmm.
You literally don't have to worry about what 5 to 7% of people worry about in the world. You don't have to worry about food, mm-hmm. housing, rent. You know, you don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, exactly.
You literally don't have a worry in the world.
Yeah. I saw this this Korean survey. It was like, would you rather take $100 million or the one true love of your life? And I was reading some of the comments. And I was like, y'all are lying, because I would take the $100 million like real fast.
Everyone was like, I would choose love.
There's so many dollars in the world, but only one true love. And I'm like, you're full of it. There ain't no way. Mm-mm. I'm going to get that money.
Honestly, $100 million is a lot of money. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Honestly, I think money can buy you happiness to, I would say, a certain degree. Maybe you might be lonely because people treat you differently or you can't find like real love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can also buy anything else you want in the world. So
the happiness outweighs the negative parts. There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
So like maybe it's not 100% happy, but you're pretty close. You know. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
Because if I was on like the opposite side, you would have looked so pretentious.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. All right, the next one. Not every couple needs to have children. This one's a very complex question, I think, because it depends a lot on where you're from and what your life circumstances are, your situation and all that sort of stuff. And also with how the world has changed now, it's not so much about like...
having like a white picket, like family.
Yeah, like having a white picket nuclear family. And even some of my family members, they have like wives and everything, but they have no desire to have children. Like, it's just not the route that they want to go down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm with them on that, actually.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with this opinion. Not every couple needs to have a child or children. I think it depends on their lifestyles.
Yeah.
Right? So what type of lifestyle do you want to lead as a couple? Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing. I mean, if you want to have children, that's like, it's your freedom. Yeah. You know? And you don't have to have a child.
Yeah. And I mean, there's also some circumstances where having a child might be either impossible, whether to health reasons or something like that, or might be impractical, or it might be difficult to do because you might not have the funds to do it financially. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of reasons why you might not want to have kids. You might just want to live a comfortable life because kids are expensive.
They are expensive.
A long-term, you know,
investment. Not investment, but...
Well, it takes a lot of money to raise a child. And maybe not everybody's willing to do that. Or it might also possibly be simply because you don't have the funds to do it.
Yeah.
You know? So let everyone live their lives, basically.
Yeah, just live your lives how you guys want. It's pretty much our opinion. All right, number 7. The Office and Friends aren't good TV shows.
Okay, so this is a half right unpopular opinion.
Why is it half right?
And don't kid yourself. This is a straight up lie. So Friends, a very popular American TV show. I have so many friends, pun intended, that really like this show. I cannot stand it. I don't know why people like it so much. So you're right on this part. It isn't, I'm not gonna say it's not good, but it's just not for me. And like, it's not universally loved by every single person. This is my opinion. Now, where you're wrong is The Office, because that is one of my favorite shows of all time. And you're dead to me. So, no, really, I love The Office. Like, it is literally, like, it carried me from high school all the way up through college. I watch the entire show at least once a year, from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And I cry every single time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I miss the cast of Dunder Mifflin. But I love The Office. The Friends, you can lose me with it. But how about you?
So, Friends is, like, Friends is oddly very popular in Korea.
I know. Isn't that weird?
People watch that to learn English is what I heard.
Idol said that. I think it was Rap Monster.
I don't know. I don't know who said it, but
yeah, right?
People watch Friends to learn English in Korea, and it's like super popular. Honestly, I've never watched it. I maybe watched like an episode or two. Not my cup of tea, personally. I'm not going to say it's not a good show because I haven't watched it fully. Same with The Office. He tried to get me to The Office a few years ago.
I tried incessantly.
I watched like the first episode, and I was like, nah, it's not for me.
Oh my God. I think you just didn't give it a chance. If you give it a chance. I watched so much of Friends. I tried my damnedest to get into it. I could not. It was like water and oil. Like, it just didn't work out.
I'm more into shows. Like, if we're talking about sitcoms and stuff, I like That 70s Show.
That's also a good show.
The Ranch. With
the
Ashton
Ranch.
Kutcher.
Yeah, that's a good show, too. That's not really a sitcom, though, is it? It's pretty sad. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, yeah.
Yeah, but there's another one, too, that people think is universally, like, awesome. Seinfeld, another American show, but that's from, like, the 90s. People love Seinfeld, and I tried watching it, and I just couldn't do it. Like, I tried. Sex and the City, can't watch that one either.
How about Full House?
Oh my God, we're going way back. That's like 1980s.
John Stamos, I think, right?
Yeah, John Stamos. Yeah, when he was, John Stamos.
Yeah,
I didn't like, that was with the twins.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, yeah. I didn't like that one either. That was a little bit before my time.
Really? No, I like that show when I was
younger. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, though. I really like that one.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, my faves.
And you make fun of me. Oh my God, have you guys ever seen Roseanne? I love that show. It is so good.
Oh my God, we're like going off on like a huge tangent.
Yeah, but
right
anyway.
Okay. So our conclusions. The Office is good. Friends suck.
Yeah, whoever sent this, you're dead to me.
For me, I haven't watched enough of either show to draw a conclusion, but they're not my cup of tea from what I saw in the first few episodes. So.
Okay, number 8. PDA isn't that weird. It's actually sweet.
I mean, PDA, public display of affection. I think it comes from a sweet spot. You know what I mean? It comes from like sweet intentions. Mm-hmm. You know, like show your love to, I guess, you know, your person.
Right.
But the thing is, if you're in like a park or something and there's a whole bunch of people and you guys are just straight up making out or something. You know what I mean? Like, no one wants to see that, guys. Come on.
Oh my God. Oh, you know what? You would never see this, I feel like, in Korea along, like, maybe like even 10, 15 years ago. You would never see that. I see it so much now. Like, I'm on the subway sometimes and I see people like
full blown, like
deep kissing, like the Europeans. Like, it's wild. Like, seriously, like, I've seen people straight up, and it wasn't even like late at night, so I know they weren't drunk. Like, it was in the daytime. I was like, oh my God, these people are like crazy. Sucking face. It's wild. I mean, there's a time and place, and the subway at like 2 p.m. is not it, guys. I mean, do that at home or, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, like, holding hands.
That's okay.
And like, I mean, like a little peck here and there, like a little kiss. Like, it's okay, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people do that. But if you guys are like full blown, like he said, like kissing like the Europeans, you know, like just like sticking your tongues down each other's throats, like that might be a little like uncomfortable for the people that are around you.
Oh my God. And you see like you see like in really public places, like the subway stations or something, and like you got like a guy like holding a girl or something, like he's Jack and Rose on the front of the Titanic, like all like really close, and they're like looking over each other's shoulder, like, oh baby, I love you. Like, and I'm just like, ew, you guys are like gross. No, it's so unnecessary. Like, you guys can like hold hands and like maybe a little cute little hug or something. They're like literally like
the Titanic.
I'm king of the world. Like it's really just too much.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, PDA, it's not that weird. Just make sure it's, I would say, keep it PG-13 maybe at the most.
It has to be able to work in a Disney movie, okay? That's the rule.
And also, like, PDA is, you know, different in every country and culture. Mm-hmm. So let us know what PDA is like in, I guess, your cultures and countries. And, maybe we'll talk about it later on down the line.
Yeah, I mean, because I haven't been in the States in a long time, so I don't know what it's like there now. It was always much more liberal in the States than it was in Korea. But I feel like Korea's gotten a lot more liberal about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Times, they are a-changing.
All right. Next unpopular opinion. Pickle juice tastes good. Honestly, I don't think I've ever drinking pickle juice.
Well, a lot of people put pickle juice into cooking. Like, they put it into, like, dishes for cooking. Like, as an ingredient. And that's okay. But I, first of all, okay, I know, I'm not trying to make this episode about me or anything, but I hate pickles.
What?
I really hate pickles.
What do you mean?
Every time I eat a hamburger, I'm always like, oh, or I go to like Subway or something, I pick up veggies, heyo.
Really?
I hate pickles. I think they're disgusting. Like, I don't.
What?
I just, it's not like pickling vegetables. That's like, I don't mind other pickled vegetables. I just don't like the monstrosity that is pickled cucumbers. They're disgusting. I can't eat pickles.
Really? I love pickles. Not like the sweet pickles, but like the salty ones.
All pickles. They're all great.
Oh
my God. So Aaron, once again, throwback time. If you guys haven't watched the episode where we're roommates, you guys can watch that one so you can relate. But when I used to live with Aaron, this big
jar of pickles.
Amorphous jar of pickles. And he'd be like, walking down the stairs, and he'd be like,
and I'm like, I was holding it by the jar.
It was like this huge, huge pickle. And I'm like, dude, what are you eating? He's like, oh, I'm eating a pickle. And I'm like, ew, that's gross. And he's like, you're whack, man. I'm going to go watch anime. And then he'd walk upstairs. Oh my God. And oh my God.
His impersonations are so annoying.
I mean, sometimes he's, I got the slob impression, and I got like the hello. I got that impression too. Oh my God, you guys, we should do a whole episode on my impressions of Aaron. They're hilarious.
Oh, so annoying.
Anyway, I think pickles are gross. And people that drink pickle juice, that's strange, but whatever.
Don't people drink pickle juice as like a chaser after a shot? No?
Oh my God.
It's like a pickleback. I think that's what it's called, right?
Where are you from again? I have never
heard
from
the States. Yeah, people, like, you take a shot of, like, hard A, and then you'll, like, take a shot of, like, pickle juice right
hard
after.
Hard A? Like, alcohol?
Yeah, hard alcohol. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Hard liquor. Yeah.
And then they drink a shot of pickle juice?
Yeah, it's called pickleback. Oh my God, I think.
That sounds disgusting, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Hold on. Let me see what a pickleback is, actually.
A pickleback?
Yeah.
This is how you remind me.
Yeah, pickleback. A pickleback is a type of shot where in a shot of whiskey is chased by a shot of pickle brine. Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds atrocious, but
apparently it tastes really good from what I've heard.
We should try it as a challenge. We should just eat things that we hate.
I mean, I love pickles, so I mean.
I know, you love them.
So annoying.
Okay.
Our next opinion that we have, if you're a morning person, you're more productive. Like they say, the early bird gets the worm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to disagree with this person.
Okay. I think if you're thinking in a traditional sense, like, you know, like you said, in the early bird gets the worm, that's kind of like the thing that, like, you know, you would hear from like your dad or your grandpa or something, right? Yeah. I personally feel much more productive when I do wake up early. I personally feel that way because I feel like I can get more done in the day. If I wake up and the sun's already going down, I'm like, oh my God, where'd my day go? And then, because at night, I can't keep myself productive. I can't, like, I'm like, I'm gonna go to the gym and it's like 3 a.m. Like, that doesn't work for me. Like, I have to be able to do things in the daytime. I'm like a flower, a delicate flower. I need sunlight. Okay. Oh my gosh, was that too much?
Sorry. Oh my God. Well, honestly, why I disagree with this is I would agree with you if everyone in the world slept at the same time. Let's say if we were all forced to sleep at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. and you woke up earlier than me the next day, then yeah, you probably would be more productive than I would be. But everyone's sleep schedule is different. You know what I mean? Just because you wake up at 8 and go to bed at 8 doesn't mean you're more productive than someone who wakes up at 12 and goes to bed at 12. You're awake the same amount of time.
That's true, yeah.
It's how you utilize your time. And there are people like this guy who are unmotivated at night.
Oh, God.
And there are people that get more motivated by the nighttime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to have to disagree with this.
It's photosynthesis. That's what I do.
Because me personally, I feel like I'm a... Because I'm a late sleeper, and I do wake up a little late. Today, I actually woke up at 2:30. That was crazy.
God. But you know what, though? It is rainy these days, so I get that.
I usually wake up at, like, 11 to 12, but I personally find myself more productive in the late afternoon, dinner time-ish. Mm-hmm. Even late at night, I feel like when it's just really quiet and, you know, just not a lot of rustling and bustling going around me. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's when I am the most productive. So, yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one.
Yeah, I think it's a person-by-person basis, I feel like.
Yeah. It's a kebake.
A what?
Case-by-case in Korean.
Is that what they call it in Korean?
Kebake.
Look at us learning Korean on the Korean Cowboys. Woo! We love it. Okay.
All right. So, the next one is also, I think, a good one.
Mm-hmm. The next one is number 11 or number 12?
Okay. No, number 11.
Or number 11. Pineapple on pizza is good.
I'm just going to say it. I love Hawaiian pizza. I've eaten it growing up. And honestly, I feel like this whole, like, pineapple on pizza is weird has become, like, an opinion recently. When I was younger, I've never heard, like, oh, you like pineapple on your pizza? I've never heard that.
I mean, I guess.
Like, I've heard it in, like, the last, like, 5 years, maybe.
I think pineapple on pizza, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted. Like, I'll eat it if it's there, but I'll never order it. Like, if it's there, I'll get it. You know what I mean?
I love Hawaiian pizza. I think it's so good. The bacon and the pineapple. Ooh.
But I've had, you know, Hawaiian pizza that has, like, literally a whole pineapple on it, chopped up.
Oh, like a dole, like a dole, like, yeah, a circle.
Like, it's like pineapple featuring some dough, basically. It's like really messed up. So I was like, you got to get the right ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
In on a pizza, because pizza's delicate, and if you have too much of something, it's just like meat lover. Oh my God.
I love meat lover. Oh, what do you mean?
There's no, it's good, but there has to be like the right ratio stuff. If you have some pineapple on pizza and the right amounts of Canadian bacon and all that stuff, then it's great. But if you have too much pineapple, it's kind of like fruit salad. So I'm not.
I love pineapple on pizza. Mm-hmm. I think like Hawaiian pizza, for example, bacon salty, pineapple sweet. I feel like it balances each other out very well. It complements each other very well.
Yeah, look at you, Chef Ramsay. All right.
I love Hawaiian pizza. He doesn't particularly like it. If you don't like Hawaiian pizza, too bad for you. Whatever. Just don't eat it. Yeah.
Yeah. The sweet balances out the salty. You see what I'm saying here? He has like this pretentiousness about him with the bottled water and the pineapple. I'm like, come on.
So annoying.
Okay.
All right. Here's another one. That's just how I am. Take it or leave it. This can go in terms of any relationship, I feel like. This is how I am. Take it or leave it. I'm going to have to disagree with this one.
I do too. I think that is just an excuse to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Basically.
I feel like every relationship, whether it be a friendly relationship or like a romantic relationship, takes work.
No, yeah, for
you
sure.
Know what I mean? You have to be
willing.
Sides.
Yeah, you have to be willing to like take
compromise.
Yeah, compromise, you know? And but someone's like, I'm just genuinely like not that pleasant. That's just an excuse to be like a mean person or to be mean-spirited.
Exactly. Like an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, to be an asshole. Don't make that an excuse. You got to like, you know, bring it full circle and kind of like help balance it out, you know? As we like, be you, you know what I mean?
It's just when people like say like, that's just how I am, take it or leave it. I'm like, all right, I'll leave it. Bye. Like, you know what I mean?
I've actually like dropped people like that because it's like, okay, well, you're obviously not willing to try because I'm willing. I do a lot of compromise.
Any relationship takes compromise, and if you're not willing to do that, if one side is not willing to do that, that's not a relationship that I think you should pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's something that, like he said, you could drop the person, honestly.
Yeah.
Every relationship takes work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, everyone's got, let's just all be nice and have fun. Like, why do we have to all be mean? Oh my God, what's wrong with my voice today? It's like so extra.
This is our last one.
Yeah, last one. Number 13, guys. Oh, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. An honest opinion is rarely honest.
I agree with this one.
An honest opinion. Listen, I am so fake now that I'm reading this. I just realized that I'm very fake. This is bad. Epiphany.
You know why? Because when people are like, hey, just give me like your honest opinion. Like, just give it to me straight.
Ask me to do something honestly. So give me your honest opinion on something. Ask me.
Like, honestly, like, do you think I'm better looking than you?
An honestly?
Yeah.
An honest opinion is rarely honest. Hold on. There's some brain gymnastics to be done here. An honest opinion is rarely honest. Oh my God. Yeah. That's not honest. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm like, yes, you're way more handsome than me. It's rarely honest, so I'm...
Rarely, but sometimes, so...
Not this time. No. Well, you know what, though? That's too easy, though. Like, no, you're not more handsome than me.
No, but like, when I hear people say, like, honestly, like, I would say blah, 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 I'm like, you're honestly... I feel like you're just kind of, like, dunchibaing the other person. How would you say that in English? You're...
There is no English. I've been asked this a million times. So, like, you're kind of, like, trying to not cross the line with them or try to...
You're trying not to upset the other person,
yeah,
right?
Upset the other person. There you
so
go.
You would say, like, honestly, like, I think blah, 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 just to not upset the other person, which is, if that's your actual opinion, then okay, cool. But if it's a lie.
True.
You know. Mm.
Okay, so what's a good honest opinion that is rarely honest? I'm trying to think about an excuse that I've made, or for example, like, okay, honestly, or be honest, are you mad at me? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Honestly, are you mad at me? I am fuming. But, and I'm like, honestly, Joel, are you mad at me? And I'm like, no.
Exactly.
Like something like that. You know what I mean?
Like you could tell like the person's pissed off, but you know, it's just like.
Yeah. So like you, but I feel like on the other end of that, the person that's asking already knows, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They already know the answer to that. It's just like, you know, I don't know.
This is a very, I feel like we mentioned in the last opinion that we talked about, it differs.
Right.
Person to person, I feel like. But yeah. I feel like for me personally, most of the honest opinions that I've heard weren't very honest, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe they were. Maybe I'm just like skeptical. Who knows?
I think if the word honestly is in there, they're not telling the truth. But if they're like straight, if it's like, hey, Joel, you better look into me. I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty honest. But if I'm like, honestly, yeah, it's a difference in tonage. You know what I mean?
it also depends on, I guess, how you accent your words and
accent your words. Oh, very important.
So
I'm sorry. I'm on fire today, guys. I don't know what's going on. I'm so excited.
Well, we finished all the unpopular opinions that we got. We got a whole bunch, like we said. Some of them coincided with the ones that we read today. Yeah, some of them just were like, woo, you know. We don't want to get in trouble. So, yeah. You know.
Oh my God, we had to filter some real baddies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We filter, like, some out.
We have careers to worry about, y'all.
Thank you guys very much for sending us your unpopular opinions. Mm. At the end of the day, these are just our opinions.
Right.
So,
yeah. And we left out the names on purpose because we don't want anybody to get, you know, anybody to, we heard that you had this opinion about this or that.
Exactly.
No, we anonymity.
Everyone, what we discussed today, they're all just opinions, whether you agree or disagree with them. We hope that you... are accepting and understanding of the person.
Right.
And us as well.
Yes, please. I mean.
Yeah, we were very honest.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we were very honest with our conversation today.
It's like poetry. It rhymes.
No, but seriously, we were very honest with our opinions today. Hopefully you guys aren't judging us. If you guys agree with us or disagree with us, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Definitely let us know if we're, you know, like, you know, I mean.
Like, let us know what you guys thought was, I guess, agreeable with and what you guys thought was disagreeable in the comments below.
We should start discourse amongst one another so we can kind of discuss these. You like the big words I'm using? This is wild, guys. Oh my God,
yes,
I'm really
Professor
on fire.
Joel.
I did not drink at all today, guys, I swear. Anyway, I think we should do more of these, like the things where we get these things, and not just in a Q&A, but like we can do a whole podcast episode based on what our listeners sent to us, because this is actually really fun. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And you guys, I feel like, should definitely tune in to all the rest of our shows. And also, you guys should subscribe to us on YouTube at the Korean Cowboys Podcast. podcast.
Yes, that is the name of our channel.
Yes, look at me looking at Aaron for confirmation, because sometimes I'll be forgetting.
We also have an Instagram, Korean Cowboys Podcast. You guys can follow us there. We also have a Twitter, Korean Cowboys, Korean_Cowboys. Yes. Mm-hmm. You guys can also send us your emails, your comments, what you guys liked, what you guys didn't like about our show.
Yeah, let me do this one, because I know this one. Hello@KoreanCowboys.com.
And also we have
I learned what this is now from our Greg episode, TikTok, which is, Aaron, take us away. What is it?
I think it's Korean Cowboys.
Korean Cowboys. Just look us up, Korean Cowboys.
Honestly, we don't use TikTok too often, so I haven't been TikTok in a while, honestly.
Although, I'm gonna start weaponizing TikTok so that in order to get maximum viewage, I will have to do TikTok challenges.
If you guys enjoy our show, if you guys enjoy today's episode or our previous episodes, let your friends, family, let everyone around you know about us. We would love to, you know, grow our Korean Cowboys family and community.
Yes.
Like you said, open discourse with you guys.
And as so elegantly put in our first episode, tell your kids, your parents, your grandparents, your dog, tell everybody about the Korean Cowboys Podcast, because we love entertaining you guys.
Yeah. All right, guys. Next week, we will be back with another fun topic. We hope you guys have a good week.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you guys stay safe and healthy.
Yes. And if you guys like us being super lit like this, let us know and we'll keep the energy up for the next episode as well.
His impressions are so annoying. Honestly.
Yes.
Annoy me.
We love it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll catch you next week right here on the Korean Cowboys.
3, 2, 1.
Yeehaw!